and bring them forth. So God's anointing will fall on your home.
Amen.
Go grab the little boy. Don't look like much. And some folk, y'all, they don't look like much. They're full of power. Don't look like much, but they full of power. Don't look like much. Woo, when God gets in. When God gets in the vessel, that don't look like much becomes very much. When God gets into the vessel, everything changes. David at this 61st number of Psalm, anointed at his daddy's house, produced a son by the name of Absalom. Who gets upset with his father because his father did not want to kill his brother for raping his sister. Sometimes you got to be careful how you get mad.
That's right.
Sometimes you got to be careful how you strike out. For in his travel, as his hair gets caught in the branches, he must didn't read this part of the text. Touch not my anointing. And do my prophet. He must didn't read that part of the text. Maybe he just omitted that part of the text. And now David runs for life. Joab catches him. Kills him. Now he's in a deep depression. So now, first of all, that first verse, he says, hear my cry. He simply was saying, hear me, Lord. In other words, that first verse, David wanted to get in the Lord's ear. That's what your prayer should be. When you go to pray, you are trying to get in the Lord's ear. No matter where you are, in your car, in your home, when you are praying, you are trying to get into the ear of God. Because you want him to hear your request. Out of all the requests that are going up to him, you want your request to be heard equally as well. And you want him to hear you. But the question comes back, do you ever hear him? Because there are times in your life and in my life, he has actually talked back to us. And there are times in our lives when he has talked back to us, we just ignored that voice. Oh my God, come go with me here. Don't act like you ain't never ignored God's voice. You hear it in the tenor tone of your ear. It kept just ringing deep, 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 deep down in you. Don't go do that. But because of who you are, you do it anyway. Then you mess it up. And then you got to go back to him again and ask him to straighten out what you done missed. Anybody in the house have heard the ball? Done it your way? Messed it up your way? Had to go back to God and ask him to fix it his way? I don't play with me in here. Have anybody in here really hit rock bottom? I told you, hitting rock bottom ain't so bad, because when you hit rock bottom, you're down in the bottom, but there's a rock of ages, and there's a rock in the weary land, and when you're down in the bottom of life, you can't do nothing but look up.
That's the only way out
is look.
You're on the bottom.
I don't know too many on the bottom look further down in the bottom. I know everyone who hits rock bottom, they look. And God is saying, can you not hear me now? Can you hear me now? You are at the bottom of your life. Friends have walked away. Family don't want to own you.
Yes, sir.
Your money short. Health breaking down. Don't know how you're going to make it through the week. You didn't get rocked. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
And you're asking God, please hear my cry. But that third verse says, he says, you know, God, you've been a shelter for me. Watch David says here. David says, when I check the record, and I look back over my life, and I get to thinking about all the things that you've done for me. Do I have someone here can look back over the landscape of your life? And you look back and you're saying, God, you've been a shelter for me. When I look back over my life, you have covered me day in and day out. You have blessed me day in and day out. You blessed me going in the hospital. You blessed me coming out. You blessed me when I didn't need to be blessed. You've been a shelter for me. You covered me. When the days were hot, you air conditioned me. God, you have been. So David is saying, God, you've been a shelter for me. When I look at my life, how you blessed me, how you carried me, how you taken care of me in the middle of the night when I should have been dead and saw one in my life, you've been a shelter for me. You covered me. You've been a shelter for me. You've been a strong tower from the enemy. You protected me. Because when I came to you, you covered me and you became a strong
power.
When I should have been caught and killed, you became a strong tower. When I was drinking and driving, you became a strong. Not just me and drinking and driving. Women drink and drive too. Do I have some help in the house? Women drink and drive too. Might as well wave your hand when you drink and drive. And you should have been dead. God became a strong tower. He protected you through seen and unseen dangers. I want to thank the Lord for being a tower in my life. Because he lifted me over something that should have taken me out. And David is saying, God, thank you.
Thank you.
Says, I abide in thy tabernacle forever. I can hear him saying, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Watch what they get out. Now the tabernacle don't look good from the outside.
Yeah.
Oh, but if you ever get on the inside, you'll find that there's nothing but richness that's in the middle of the tabernacle. When Moses made the first tabernacle, he made it out of badger skin. It didn't look good on the outside, but it had millions and millions and millions of dollars of gold and silver on the inside. So what you're trying to say, Reverend, I'm trying to say, there are just some precious souls on the inside of the tabernacle. And David is saying, Father, I will stay in the tabernacle forever. Then he says, I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Just take me and just cover me like a mother hen. Cover the baby chicks. And just cover me from all hurt, harm, and danger. You've covered me, you protected me, you've been a shelter for me, you fed me, you've been a doctor for me in a sick room, you've been water in dry places, and I got to say thank you.
Thank you.
For covering me when I hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you ain't got there yet before. Maybe you didn't hit rock bottom. Look what he says. He says, for thou, O God, thou hast heard my... Watch closely. He's not only saying, thou have heard my cry. You not only have heard my call. He says, but you have heard my vow. Yeah. Now, this becomes intimate to the believer. Because when two people take vows, they are joining themselves together and they are about to become one.
Amen.
And we call it husband and wife. Now, when David is talking about his vows, we're going to call it disciples and life.
Yeah.
Because now David has hooked himself with God in a marital intimate part. And he says, I want you to know one thing. You have heard my vow. In other words, Father, I love thee. Father, I love you. Can anyone testify in the house and say, Father, I have told you, Father, I love you.
Yes.
Have you told the master that you love them lately?
Yes.
Have you told God, God, I just love your name. Lord, I just love what you do and how you do what you do. Even in the midst of my tears, Lord, I love you.
Yes.
Sometimes you just got to wake up and say, Lord, I love you. When you're catching hair, sometimes you got to say, Lord, I love you. When things are good, you ought to be able to say, Lord,
I love
you. Yes, yes, you heard my vow. Thou has given me the heritage of that. Fear thy name. Out of all the things David done, he feared the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
This is Wade with your Thursday weather in Shreveport. Mostly sunny skies with a high at 96, overnight low at 75. A high at 94 under mostly sunny skies for Monroe, overnight at 70. Lake Charles getting isolated thunderstorms. High temperature 93, overnight low at 75. A high temperature at 92 for Natchez, Mississippi under partly cloudy skies. Look for an overnight low at 70. And right here in the greater Alexandria Metroplex, isolated thunderstorms with a high temperature at 95 and an overnight low at 72. That's a look at your Thursday weather. I'm Wade Hampton.